Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is Janet Porter, founder and president of Faith to Action, with a mission to win the cultural war for life, liberty, and the family. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome,
yes,
everyone, to Gray Street.
Hi there.
And we have the champion,
yes,
Janet Porter. Warrior. Good to have you back.
What a pleasure.
Lori and I have been talking about you all week long because you're really in the news, whether you want to be in the news or not, but you're in the news.
We are
because
so excited.
What's happening with the heartbeat bill.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I remember, how when did you start coming on our show? Do you remember how long ago it's been?
It's been several years.
Yeah.
I want to say this, that I want to say thank you publicly. Because everybody now is running to the front of the parade. It was all, you know, that was all, they were all a part of it. No. You were there in the beginning when there, you look around and there wasn't much happening. You stood with me, whether it was the federal heartbeat bill, the state heartbeat bill. I want to say thank you. Because it's that support that got us to this place.
I just said something to Lori this week that Janet Porter is rare in the fact that God doesn't always take one person to do so, magnitude is the word I want to use, a big job, the death of millions and millions and millions of babies.
I told you we're going to end abortion.
Yes, you did. She says it all the time, and that's what I love. I love Janet so much for that she always says it, and I try to say it the way she does, but I just don't say it the way she does. Janet has a way to say it, and she'll always say, if we're talking over the phone or texting or whatever, she'll say, Lori, we're going to end abortion. How do you say it, Janet? Say it for us.
Well, they said it was impossible. It's now inevitable. We're going to end abortion. Wow. There is a place in America where the killing has stopped in virtually every case. That state is Texas. That day is today. I praise the Lord.
But you know, this stopping abortion in America could be the beginning of the salvation for our country, turning back to God. Do you think so, Mondo?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was telling Janet before we got started, you asked me a question last week while we were driving. Do you think that God, do you think that our Savior is up there in heaven cheering us on? And when you said that, I thought about Janet. Can you imagine what heaven is like right now, cheering you on, cheering for you, for saving
Praise
those babies?
God.
It says in the Word that God has a book for every one of us in Psalm 139. Yeah. All the days of our life were written before one of them came to be. Everybody has a book and a destiny.
Yes.
We're supposed to be living like the pages of this Bible.
Yes.
We're supposed to see the impossible bow to the name of Jesus. That's how we're supposed to live.
You
right?
really believe that?
I really believe it. And if you believe it, it's going to change how you live, right?
Well, how have you make it all these years where you've been fighting to stop abortion? Do people ever give you that, oh yes, you're just a girl?
Oh, I got the pat on the back so many times, I'm used to it. Oh, you know, oh, that's nice. We just regulate abortion. All we do is, you know, we just finesse around the edges and we just, you know, we regulate it. No. There comes a time where you need to end it.
Amen. And but the whole state of Texas,
I know.
Eliminated abortion after, what, 6 weeks?
Well, it's not, they call it a 6-week ban, but it's really not. It's a heartbeat bill.
Yes.
And that heartbeat actually begins to beat at 18 days. That's before the woman knows she's pregnant. Our technology is only about to detect it right around 6 weeks. But it's getting better and better. Our technology improves.
Why do you think this rang a bell or whatever the word I want to
use? Because you know
why?
Everybody gets it. Everybody understands a heartbeat. We've all been in heart monitors, the hospitals. We've seen the heart monitors.
Yes.
We know they're not there for decoration, right? None of us have ever been to a funeral with somebody with a beating heart. If they're there's a person lying on the floor, we will check for a pulse. We don't just plan a funeral. You check for a pulse. Because everybody knows if there's a heartbeat, there's life.
Amen.
Right? And to deny a heartbeat is to deny science. To ignore it is heartless. And that's why they're running from the name heartbeat, Bill. Yeah. That's why they're running from what it really is. They're calling it a six-week ban or something else. But no. It's about heartbeat. And that's what the George Barna poll showed. Remember we talked about the George Barna poll showed that 7 out of 10 in America believe if a doctor can detect the heartbeat of an unborn baby, that baby should be legally protected. So that's 7 out of 10 in America. It's 86% of Republicans. And here's the part that was shocking to many. It was 55% of Democrats, a majority of Democrats, believe that a heartbeat bill should become law and protect every human being whose heartbeat can be heard. That's a remarkable thing, and it shows that America has shifted, that we're no longer going to turn our back on the youngest member of our family and ignore their SOS, their heartbeat that's been crying out for our help and protection.
That's right, Janet. Just so everybody knows that Janet, she's just so much more than just a good Christian woman, which is most important, but she's an author, she's a film producer. What I love about Janet, she's a film producer, and she's a founder, and most important, a president of Faith to Action, with a mission to win the culture war for life, liberty, and family. She authored the Pro-Life Heartbeat Bill, ensuring that if a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected.
Pretty simple.
Wow. It's very simple. I love that. And this book right here, A Heartbeat Away, if you don't have this book, this is a must-have. This is an instruction manual on how to do things, isn't it, Janet?
It is. And it's not just for the life issue. I mean, it's about trusting the God of the impossible to do what he says, right?
Yes.
But this is how to do it. And I want to tell people, I got a call yesterday from somebody in New York. Pretty deep blue state, right? And I said, do it in New York. They said, we're ready for it, because people are understanding if there's a heartbeat, there's life. And it's like putting a billboard up across your state. No matter what state you live in, it's going to save lives. It's like putting a billboard that says abortion stops a beating heart, but with a heartbeat law, a beating heart will stop abortion, and that's the beauty of it. We're no longer talking about it, marching about it. I'm tired of talking about abortion.
Right.
It's time for it to end.
Amen.
And the good news is, it's happening now.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're talking about New York, and the thing that always gets me about New York is, you know, I'm a pro-life, pro-black person. Mahalia Jackson, and I had her with me, as some of the famous black, you know, and I love them. I just love black people. But in New York, almost half the black babies, I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know, are aborted. In New York City.
Yeah.
Let's wake up and not let them lie to the black people anymore.
Amen.
Dear God, and it's wrong what's going on to make the black people believe a lie.
Well, you know, I wrote about it in my book about the greed and the racism that's behind abortion. And what's interesting is, not only did Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she in her own letter said just how racist she was. She said, we don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. That's at the heart of abortion. That's what's behind it. That's why we see the abortion mills in the poor neighborhoods. That's why you see this targeting that's taking
place. Now, Mrs. Sanger was the founder
of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Right. And what's interesting is what they did is they've actually gone a long way to accomplish their goal.
And she just actually said
it's
their
in
goal.
Her own writing, in her own letter that she wrote, that she wants to exterminate she called it the Negro population.
Right.
And you know what? They've gone a long way toward that goal. If black lives matter, then every black life
needs
to matter.
That's right.
And guess what? They've killed more than 20,000. You know what that is? And I wrote about that we've lost to abortion more than the entire population of every black man, woman, and child that was alive during 1960. We've killed every one of them in 1960. They're gone. 20 million African Americans that were killed. So I want to just say to those that say Black Lives Matter, and we couldn't agree more, but if you agree with that, then you need to join our effort, because it is blacks that are being targeted 3 times more likely to die. As you said in New York, they're more likely to be killed by abortion than be born alive. This is where we're looking.
Do y'all get it?
Wow.
Yeah.
People, we can't just keep letting anti-God stuff get by, because anti-God stuff kills America. It's killed Americans, killed black, white, every race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many states have heartbeat bills?
14 have passed it now, 14 and counting. 29 states have introduced heartbeat laws. But okay. Texas is the one. Let me tell you about
yeah,
Texas.
Okay, now, Janet, I need Janet to break this down because we hear, okay, when the news broke, that's when right. everything was all over the media, if you watch any news at all, it was all over. So I was so excited to have Janet. I was going to call you immediately, and then I'm like, Kimberly called and booked you on the show because I want you to break this down for all of us to understand
sure.
exactly what happened in the state of Texas.
Yeah. There was a lot of work behind the scenes that people didn't see. You know, not only were we you know, toiling the ground in Ohio and at the federal heartbeat bill and other states, it were people like Tom DeLay and
yes.
State Representative Briscoe Cain who worked to make sure that the heartbeat bill was a part of the Republican platform in the Texas Republican Party. So there's things that were going on behind the scenes. We had a House sponsor at the time, but we didn't have a Senate sponsor. And I was speaking at a organization I'm a part of called the National Association of Christian Lawmakers. And we still needed that Senate sponsor in Texas. And this guy gets up, Brian Hughes. And you know how you get your time at the platform and you all promote whatever you're about? He got up and he used his time at the platform to present the gospel. I said, that's my guy. Mm. And I texted the House sponsor. I said, what do you think of him? I got a thumbs up emoji, and I asked him to be the sponsor of the Texas heartbeat bill. The next thing you know, I'm on the floor of the Texas Senate where they held their committee hearing, and at the end of the table is Senator Brian Hughes, who not only was the sponsor of the Texas heartbeat law, he is the guy who was chairman of the committee that passed it out of the Senate, that sent it to the House, that brought it to the governor for signature. This is a guy that he loved God. He was at a heart after God, and I didn't know at the beginning when I said he's my God, that he actually happened to be the chairman of the committee that could pass the bill and get it out. It's just,
wow.
It's an incredible story of what God did. But what's different about Texas, it's kind of an exciting thing. All of our other bills dealt with abortion criminally. And I wanted to make sure that they were a felon. I didn't care what level, the fifth degree or fourth degree. I just wanted them to lose their medical license and stop the killing, right? So we were talking about how to do that criminally, but Texas actually had the twist that said, let's make it a civil bill. And they actually went after the heart of abortion. They went after what drives them, and that's the money.
That's it.
And that's it. That's what shut them down.
Yeah.
And so this what's great is, you know, a lot of times we elect people and we expect them to do their job, and they don't. What's great about Texas is the Texas law, if you find out that an abortionist has violated the Texas heartbeat law, you as a citizen, any citizen in the state of Texas, can sue. And when you sue, you will be then given $10,000 with a successful lawsuit, 10 grand. So every abortion that they commit, it's going to cost them 10 grand.
Wow.
But it's not just the abortionists they can sue. Anybody who aids and abets in taking the life of a fellow human being whose heartbeat can be detected.
Whoa.
So it's the clinic escorts.
Yeah.
It's the employees.
Yeah.
It's the insurance companies. It's all of the abortion industry that is now on the line. And that is why they stopped doing them. So I didn't believe it, right? If they're going to kill children, they're going to lie, right? So I had some people make some phone calls and try to line up some abortion appointments. And guess what? They stopped. They're not doing them because they know that it's going to cost them if they do. And
wow.
That's what's beautiful, that now we have what the pro-life movement has been missing for nearly 50 years.
That's
and that
it.
Is a clear pathway to victory.
That's
the pathway
it.
To victory, people are calling me all the time. Do you want to use your model bill? I said, no, let's use the Texas bill. That's the pathway to victory. That's what
yes.
the court has said we're allowed to do. We're going to do it. And we're going to end abortion. It's happening. It's happening now in a pretty big state.
Pretty big.
Wow, thing. You're still excited.
I am. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Are you wore out?
I am not. I'm actually more invigorated and more energized than I've ever been.
Amen.
I mean, if you talk to me sometimes around, you know, and we were, you know,
yeah.
I was running against the state Senate president because he was blocking my bill,
yeah.
and I was getting slandered on every television news outlet there was, and, you know, and we got vetoed not once but twice, and I was chasing after the swing vote to bring her back in a blizzard to override the veto
That's
in the House,
right.
only to lose by one vote in the Senate. You know, you ask me at different times, I'd probably say, you know, I'm
yeah,
pretty tired
I
of
know this.
This. Beaten up against the, you know, the brick wall, but to see the breakthrough.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're just so in awe of God that he has done what he said he'd do. And I made a promise when we first started out. I knew God was going to end abortion. I knew
yeah.
he put this on my heart to do. I didn't know how long it would take. I didn't know how hard it would be, but I know this, it was worth it. And he will get all the credit and all the glory because that was a promise I made back when he first put the idea in my heart in November 2010.
Mm.
And here we are now, 2021, and he's
wow.
answered our prayer.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you,
But
Jen.
I know you've been beaten back, but you've come back a winner. But an amazing, amazing, who thought this heartbeat bill could take over America?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, it's what I've been praying for. It showed me, God showed me so many, many over years that God hates abortion. He hates it.
Yeah.
It's His life. It's exactly. His life He's created. He loves babies. He loves children. He created children. And He made it happen that way. And you've been beat up.
You
maybe
can say
not
that.
Physically. I don't hope that. But they want to destroy you, of course. But this is a cancel culture that we have today. But you're still in the fight. I can see your eyes are sparkling.
Oh, she's a warrior. Yeah. There's very few that are like you, Janet. And well, and we're not here to puff you up, because we're just here to tell you the truth.
Well, you've been beaten down.
She's a warrior.
You have been beaten down. You act today like you're happy, but I'll tell you what, you've gone through the war to get to
this
victory.
This is the price, all right? And it's worth it. Because I don't know anybody that's been beat up more than you have, that's been attacked more and more viciously, that's lost more. And this is what I was reading Job today. And I wanted to bring you this message. I tell you every time I see you, your latter days will be greater than your former days.
I'll take
and God
that.
Will restore the fields the locusts have eaten. That's who we serve. We serve a God of restoration, of resurrection life.
Amen.
And you know, this is the thing. We're supposed to be living like this. I told this to Tom DeLay. We had him on the program here a while back.
I love
and,
that.
And I pulled him aside. I said, Tom, you've been attacked. You know, as the majority leader of the United States House of Representatives, they targeted him. They took him out.
They
false
sure
allegations.
Did.
I said, you know what? What God did it to Gideon? He says, you want to be encouraged? Come here. Let me show you what the enemy's camp thinks about you. Let's go and listen in to what the enemy has to say. And it wasn't until I was running against the Senate president that, you know, Right Wing Watch does these articles about you, right? And I'd never read them.
Oh, God.
Well, it wasn't until that time I was reading. They were slamming me and blasting me, you know. And I realized, I looked at it. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm the second most watched woman in America, according to their records. That means after Michelle Bachmann, they must got a win that God wants to do something, because they hate me a lot. And so that gave me actually encouragement. I don't let it get to me.
Oh, that's encouraging to me.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. And I'm just going to tell you what you've got. You know, you've been hit so much and so hard. I literally was reading about you as I'm reading the book of Job. But he did pretty well in the end. That double portion is just about to happen.
I'm waiting for those.
It's coming now. Amen.
We have a short clip reporting that the Justice Department is suing the state of Texas. This is the federal government over this new law, the heartbeat bill. Then I want you to comment on it.
Sure.
Okay?
Attorney General Merrick Garland today bluntly declaring that the Texas abortion law is unconstitutional and sets a dangerous precedent.
This kind of scheme to nullify the Constitution of the United States is one that all Americans, whatever their politics or party, should fear.
The Justice Department lawsuit says the Texas law denies women their constitutional right to choose abortion. Abortions in the state have ground to a halt, providers intimidated by the threat of ruinous lawsuits. But now the governor who signed it is on the defensive. The law has no exceptions for rape or incest.
Texas will work tirelessly to make sure that we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas by aggressively going out and arresting them and prosecuting them and getting them off the streets. So goal number one in the state of Texas is to eliminate rape, so that no woman, no person, will be a victim of rape.
Today, Governor Abbott responding to the federal lawsuit, saying the most precious freedom is life itself, and he's confident the courts will be on his side.
Joe Biden.
How does this make you feel?
It's not surprising in any way, and I just thank God for it.
I think it's absolutely brilliant what Texas has done, because you're exactly right, Janet. You know this better than most people, but it's all abortion is all about money.
That's right.
It's a money-making machine.
Yep.
I mean, billions and billions of dollars.
And you dry up their motivation. You dry up abortion. Abortion ends when you
That's
take
it.
Away that money.
It was so. Yeah. It was so smart of Texas to go that way.
How many people in America do you think are pro-life?
Well, if you look at the Barna poll, we can say, you know, you can word a question, you know how that is, you word a question and you can word it any way to make it say whatever you want. But yeah. What we did is we wanted to know, where are they on heartbeat? And 7 out of 10 in America believe the heartbeat bill should become law. This is where even...
Seven out of ten,
according to George Barna. Pretty respectable pollster,
that's
right? And that's 86% of Republicans. If you're a Republican and you're running for office, this is the most winning
issue you can think of, right? Yeah.
This is incredible. Yeah. And even Democrats, if you're pushing for this and you happen to be a Democrat, guess what? You are out of step with even your own. Well, in Texas, when I testified, it was a Democrat that came out and said, here, sign my book. I want to, you know, he was a Democrat that was asking the questions. He was a Catholic and wanted to say, I support you and I honor you for what you've done and the work to bring us here. And that was a Democrat. I mean, there are some Democrats of courage, people like Bill Patman in Ohio, who helped us get this bill through.
Well, abortion will be the destruction of America if we don't eliminate it. And I believe this is the first step that the first encouragement we really had.
Amen.
And let's stand with those who stand for life.
Amen.
To stand for God.
Praise the Lord.
Stand for the Word of God. In a recent Newsweek article, you said the National Association of Christian Lawmakers just adopted the Texas version of the heartbeat law as their model legislation. How is that significant, do you think?
It is, because what that
it really
is it's a group that was founded by a friend of mine named Jason Rapert. He helped pass he actually led the charge to pass the nation's first heartbeat law in Arkansas in 2013. And he actually gave me a copy of the signed version because he had to override his governor's veto and he had to sign his own bill. So that actually sat on my mantle for more than a decade to keep me going. Like, there's a place in America where we passed this thing, and then it happened in North Dakota after that, and then it happened in Iowa, and it happened in all these places. But he started a group, and I'm on his board, of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers, and they've got legislators from all over the country who have made a pledge to follow God more than whatever the rhinos may say, whatever
exactly.
The Democratic Party may say.
Right.
You know what? They're actually gonna do what they're elected to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're seeing that instead of taking 10 years to get 10 heartbeat laws, now we're at 14. We're actually gonna see multiplication.
Amen.
Because what happened was, when I met there, a lady from Alaska, she flew to the meeting to be a part of this because she's introduced a heartbeat bill in Alaska.
Mm.
There's going to be one in New Orleans. I talked to a man from New Orleans. There's going to they're all the different outlets. New Mexico is what I'm thinking of. All these different states all at once can take the bill and run with it. So
wow.
We're seeing multiplication instead of addition.
Amen.
So it's not just every state I happen to go to. It's all the states at once. That's
wow.
What's exciting, and
wow.
That's what's happening.
Amen.
Wow. I just pray that God's people will stand with this.
Yes.
And let's all in America stand up for what's right.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's save America.
Yes.
Let's save our babies. Let's do what God's Word says to do.
Yes.
You know, Democrats have recently said that the Texas heartbeat bill and others like it will harm Republicans.
Let me tell you about that.
What is that?
do you remember when I was on in 2017? We had Tom DeLay here with us.
Yeah,
And we talked about how, with his help, God put his name on my heart as we were praying for help. I just, like someone whispered to me, Tom DeLay. And I called him up. The former majority leader of the United States House of Representatives said yes. And he went with us door to door to door. We met with hundreds of members of Congress. There's someone was commenting about my shoes earlier. I'm like, yeah, I've worn them out. You wear out shoes when you're lobbying like this. We had 174 co-sponsors on the federal heartbeat bill, more than any other pro-life bill. 44 more votes, and we would have passed this bill in the United States Congress. All right? We had the votes. We had the co-sponsors. And you know what? The Republicans who controlled the House, who controlled the Senate, who controlled the White House, who were ushering in pro-life judges to the Supreme Court, you know what? They said no. They did not do what they had the ability to do. They instead passed a pain-capable bill that protects 1% of the babies instead of 90% of the babies. They chose to regulate instead of end abortion. And you know what? The very next year, 2018, they lost the House of Representatives. They deserve to lose the House of Representatives.
Lose.
And you want to know something? People say, oh, you know, this will hurt Republicans. No, no, no. What will help Republicans is if you actually keep your word. If you promise that you're going to protect babies when you're elected, you actually do what you came to do. I mean, how long have we been told, oh, we're going to repeal Obamacare, and the Republicans had the control that they didn't do it. You know, they've been using babies to get elected for decades instead of using elections to protect babies. Wow. And it's time that we actually keep our word. You don't negate the Republican platform. No, we vote you in because we believe that. We believe in protecting life and defending marriage and defending our liberties. And that's what's going to get Republicans elected. Amen. That is what's going to bring them back to majorities in the House, the Senate, and the White House. Yes. Is when we clean up the voter integrity issue, and when we make sure that we elect people who are going to do what they say. They're going to make good on their word.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we sing "God Bless America." We need to let God bless America by our actions.
Yes.
Be obedient to God. My Lord, Mondo, there is so much happening. God has sent judgment to our country. We've had the worst storms. We've had the worst fires. We've had there's a secret report. I don't know if it's secret, but it's not out much about the islands, Canary Islands.
Yes, sir. Just a few hours ago, we've always talked about this the last several years. La Palma volcano, the Canary Islands. If that goes, you might as well just announce that America's East Coast will be underwater. Just a few hours ago, we're watching the news. A strong earthquake swarm started under the area of La Cumbre Vieja volcano in the southern part of the island a few hours ago. They're watching this very closely because what's happening is that it's weakening the foundation of this island. That happens to have the magma push up. If that magma keeps pushing up, that whole side of that volcano, that island, will go underwater, and it will create the largest tsunami in the east coast of Africa and the east coast of the United States, and it will probably send them underwater, something that they're watching very closely.
It'll hit New York City?
New York City. All the east coast of the United States will be underwater.
The eastern seaboard.
But these are the things that are happening. They're so shaking. And a few months ago, I felt like there's no return with God's judgment. You got the best news we've ever had.
Yes.
And I'm believing God that America could do something. But America doesn't do this much. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I want people to get your book for football.
Right.
I got another question.
Well, before you plug my book, I'm just gonna give you my take on what's happened. It's a good book, and it's gonna help people to do what we did.
I want them to get educated on it, so we can really understand what the heartbeat is all about.
And it's an entertaining read. It's all the creative stories we did, and you know, renting an airplane to fly over the State House, and a three-story heart balloon and 4,000 heart balloons when we first introduced the bill and all of these crazy things. There was nothing we did. We left no stone unturned. That's for sure. So wherever you are, whatever your state's purple. In fact, that was one of the things I did in Texas. I said, listen, you know, if a purple state, I shamed them. Jim, I shamed him. I said, if a purple state like Ohio can pass a heartbeat bill, then surely the great state of Texas, with the Republican House and Senate governor, surely Texas can do it if we can. And they passed it right after that. This is an amazing thing. But I want to say something about where we are in America. I had a unique perspective. During the 2020, right before the 2020 elections, you remember they had a couple of different prayer meetings, Franklin Graham, and then there was the return. I was one of the people who was asked to pray at the return. And I was there to pray. You get your 3 minutes to pray, right? Mm-hmm. And I prayed something that I've never prayed. You know, every election, we go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Right. Mm-hmm. We humble ourselves and seek his face, and we turn from our wicked ways. Then we'll hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land, right? But we always forget the turning from our wicked ways. That's the part we never get right, right? Except this year. That year in 2020, we were now at 14 heartbeat laws, but then we were at 10. And it felt a little bit like Abraham going to bat for Sodom and Gomorrah, because God would have spared it for 10 righteous.
Right.
I listed at that time 10 states. In fact, I went through the list that there were 10, there was a remnant that did turn from their wicked ways. Not only Alabama with full protection from conception, but it was Arkansas, it was North Dakota, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, Georgia, Missouri, Louisiana. That was in Tennessee in 2020, where there was a remnant that turn from our wicked ways, that I believe this is not the time of full-scale judgment. I believe that God's hand is not taken off America, that he is just getting started to do what he has always intended for America to do. We're going to protect his children. We're going to see liberty restored, because because God's people are rising up, and they're gonna stand up to this tyranny, to this Marxist control. And you know what? I have more hope for America, despite what's going on right now, than I have in a long time, because I know that God heard our prayer, and that this prayer, unlike any other prayer we've ever prayed in our history, we actually did have a remnant turn from our wicked ways. 10, then 11, now 14 states that have ended abortion in virtually every case, and now where it's actually being enforced in the state of Texas, which gives us the pathway of how to do it everywhere else. Mm. I am encouraged, and I believe that we pray against the tsunamis that may come. We have a God that controls the weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a God that can resurrect. I'll just tell you one story. I wasn't planning on telling you this. We were filming in Fort Lauderdale over Labor Day weekend. And there was a little boy, a nephew of one of our cast members, and they said he drowned. And so we stopped filming. We're like 4 hours behind our filming. We stopped, and we just prayed. The entire cast, the entire crew, we just stopped, and we prayed. And we asked God to give us that little boy back. I mean, it's a ridiculous prayer. It's absolutely, you know, it's the kid's dead. They tried to resuscitate him. He's dead. Three-year-old fell in the pool. His little boy's Tristan. And we were praying. We just started shifting. We started talking about other times we've seen God do the miraculous. Because the prophecy of Jesus is the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Just like I say, we passed heartbeat bills in all these states. You can do it here, right? That's the testimony to say, God, do it again. So we started talking about times we heard. One of the guys said his grandfather was raised from the dead. And every year on that day, he would tell the entire family. He goes, that's how I heard about this story, is every day that happened, every year on that day when my grandfather was raised from the dead, he heard about it. I said, well, then every day on September the 4th, we're going to hear about little Tristan, mm-hmm. who was raised from the dead. Yeah. And in about maybe 10 minutes later, we were 40 minutes praying for this little boy. He was gone. He was dead. And we started thanking God for what he did. And one of the girls got a text. She came running down the hall, and we heard these words. He's alive.
Wow.
This little boy who was dead is alive. We serve a God of resurrection power.
Amen.
He can stop tsunamis. He can raise the dead. He can end abortion.
Yes.
That's who we serve.
Amen.
You can make it, by the way. There's another good book you might want to pick up. But that's where we are.
Yes.
I mean, do you really believe it? Do you believe this stuff that's written in this book? Because if you believe it, it's going to change how you live.
Yes.
It's going to change your outlook. I have hope because I know who it is that runs this planet. He's God who's given us the power and authority to act in his stead, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
And so we just say no to the tsunami coming to the United States. In the name of Jesus, we say no. We just declare it will not drown the eastern seaboard in the name of Jesus. And we ask God that you stop this forced vaccination, and that you ignite a fire in the hearts of Americans to end abortion in their state. And I pray that it goes global, that this happens around the world, that we see the end of a killing of the innocents for every child whose heartbeat can be heard and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Sorry, I just slipped in a little prayer.
Wow.
But he tells us, if my people humble themselves and pray and turn from their wickedness, he said, I'll hear up in heaven and I will heal their land.
Yes. Yeah.
It's up to God's people.
That's right. Amen.
To hear from heaven.
But we're doing
it.
That's the beautiful thing. For so long, all we did was regulate around the edges of abortion. But now we're actually ending abortion.
Yes.
That's what's exciting. That this is not the time for God to say, well, they just ended abortion. Now's the time to judge them. I don't think that's the case. I think he's going to give us another chance. And I think it's our opportunity now for God's people to rise up and to finish what he began, the good work that he began.
Mm. Amen.
They're not stopping, though.
Neither are we.
And
greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
According to the USA Today article, just 1% of women get an abortion because of rape, and 5/10, I believe, because of incest. Why do pro-abortion activists focus on these reasons as well as the health of the mother when these statistics are so low?
Because they want to use the hard cases to make abortion legal in every case. I mean, if you're in a debate and you say, well, I'll give you rape incest, would you protect every other child? The answer is always no. And what we saw is in Ohio, we brought in a little girl. She's 3 years old. She'd carry her baby doll with her everywhere she went. She was a product of rape. And they told the story of how her life came to be. And on the day that they were contemplating gutting the bill with a rape incest exception, and she had a little construction paper heart. I didn't even orchestrate this one. Yeah, they came up with this on their own. They had a heart construction paper, and it said, thank you. And she gave it out to all the members. She took her little baby doll and gave it out to all the members on the committee. And as they were deciding whether or not to vote for a rape incest exception, they were realizing they were holding her heart, literally holding her heart in their hand. That her life is of value. That you know, Rebecca Kiesling came out and testified. She is a lawyer, a beautiful, a very accomplished woman who testified and said, my heart beats too. And there they were talking about her as if she wasn't in the room, that, you know, we need to get rid of these babies. Well, no, these are human beings, right? And even if you wanted an abortion for the case of rape and incest, this heartbeat bill, you can still get an abortion prior to detectable heartbeat. So I would tell members of Congress that insisted on a rape incest exception, saying, in this case, you can still get an abortion prior. Oh, they may not know. Well, a woman knows if she was raped or not. And by the way, what is best for a woman? To go in and be treated to prevent the conception from occurring. To be treated not only to collect the forensic evidence, to go after the rapist so he doesn't harm other women, and also to be treated for sexually transmitted disease and for trauma. I mean, what is best for women to be treated following the rape? It's as pro-woman a bill as you can get, yes. And it's as pro-baby a bill as you can get.
Wow.
So all the excuses just are just null and void.
Yeah.
It's important to do what God says to do.
Yes. Thank you.
We know murder. God says, thou shalt not kill. That's one of the Ten Commandments.
Right. Pretty clear.
You know.
Very clear.
And so I want you to get this book. She's not pushing her book today, but I'm pushing it. A Heartbeat Away. I want people to have this in their library. And you need to help and continue. I would like to see 100% of our states. Do you think that could be?
With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
We know it's true. It's not just the state of Ohio motto, but we know it's true because Jesus was the one who said it. So
yes,
there you
right.
go.
That's right. Amen. So you can receive the book along with the Stand for Life bracelet. I'm wearing mine today. I have a friend that wears hers every single day, and that she's a very wealthy woman, and she could wear a beautiful diamond tennis bracelet, but she wears this every single day.
Yes.
It's beautiful because it's a witness that there's a baby alive in the womb, and people will ask about it. I know I've worn mine several different occasions when I've been out and about and literally taking it off and giving it to people because they're like, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Those are little baby's feet right there. So in the womb, baby's feet.
At 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm, 10 weeks.
We have two mothers from Lori's house. Both of you are moms, right? I want to give you this brace, one of these braces. I bet you don't have one, do you?
Aww.
And it's little feet. And it's beautiful. It's just one of the most beautiful little bracelets I've seen. Can I do that?
Yes, absolutely.
I have to ask permission for my children. That's what happens when you get old.
But you can receive the book along with the Stand for Life bracelet for a $40 donation to the ministry. A Heartbeat Away book offer is what it's called. So you can call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website jimbakershow.com.
Wow. So they get the bracelet?
Yes.
They get the bracelet and the book together.
And that's going to help us keep Lori's house going. And we spent millions of dollars to build Lori's house.
Yes.
You know that you live in Lori's house
here. That's right. I was going to say, you know, even just sitting here watching Miss Becky and the ladies, and I work very closely with the Campbell family and Lori's house and the operations of what it takes to actually build that home, but then operate the home. And to watch the women come through, you know, I know for us, our mission, everything goes back to our mission. And Dad, you and Mom, you guys, the moment we decided that we were going to take this on, we were going to open up a home. I know I came to you guys, and as Becky and I, we started doing research, Miss Becky started telling me, she says, Marisela, everything is great about the home. We're bringing in pregnant mothers, but we have one problem that we keep facing. Is that most maternity homes, they will only allow the women to come in with the baby in the womb. If they have additional children, they're turned away. Most maternity homes operate that way. Yes. They can't take on additional children because it might just be too much or they don't have the resources. And Miss Becky and I, we said, well, guess what? We know nothing is impossible. We know that we can do this. And so I just want to tell all the partners that we have, I look at Sabrina and I know Sabrina. Yes. I know her little boy, Jaden, who was in children's church with me just this Sunday. And I told her, I said,
I said, Sabrina, I said, I want you to understand something. I said, watching your child tell me the Ten Commandments and have such a passion about learning about Jesus, that is the greatest gift that I could ever see. Someone who's working behind the scenes to realize, and those of you who are watching, to realize the impact. Yes. You may never see the lives fully. You may never see the children, the babies. We try to bring them to you. You may never be able to hold them. But I want you to know that the impact that you are making, we can sit here and we can say in abortion, but also we have to do something to help these mothers. We have to give them a roof over their heads. Many have come to us. They've been homeless, no shelter. Even their own families have turned their backs on them. But it's the church. The church is where they come to find a safe place. And I want to thank, on behalf of these ladies, Miss Becky,
Amen.
On behalf of this ministry, for everyone who ordered. You ordered the bracelet, and you gave a donation. And with that donation, we feed them. We help clothe them. We help transport them, help them throughout the journey of their process until the moment that they get to deliver that child and hold that child. And then to help them get on their feet, to find placement of housing. This is what Lori's House is doing. Mm. This is the impact. Look at these babies, Miss Becky.
I know. I can't stop watching the video while you're talking, Monticello. We're listening to you, and I'm watching this video because it just brings such joy.
Yes.
That these, right, Becky?
Yes, it's just, it is.
It's amazing.
We just, this last week, relocated one of our moms that had three children.
Yes.
She came to us. She had an 8-year-old daughter, 2-year-old daughter, and then she had her newborn.
Yeah.
And she would have been on the streets with three kids had it not been for Lori's House.
Yeah.
Wow. Amen.
That's so awesome.
You know.
And the only reason, and the only way, and
I want people to understand what you're saying, because
it's
impossible to do things this by ourselves.
That's that's why
that house costs several million dollars to build.
Yes.
And then you've got to operate.
More important, you have to operate.
That's a three-story house, multiple bedrooms in it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at it this way. This could be your granddaughter.
Absolutely.
This could be your niece.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
This could be your sister.
Yes.
This is someone in your church is going through something like this. I heard Dad said years ago, people carry a silent scream, and when no one can hear you, where do you go?
Yes.
When you become an embarrassment to your family's last name, when no one wants you around, when you failed the plan that your family had for you, where do you go? You can march, you can pick it all you want to. The answer is home. You got to come back home. But what if you don't have a home to come back to? Where do you go? When everyone rejects you, when everyone doesn't look at you the same. Listen, I've been there. When your father walks away, when your mother walks away, when the church walks away, when the culture tells you, lock them up, throw the key away, where do you go? Oh, go home. But I don't have a home to go to.
They do now.
Lori's house is a home.
Yes.
Lori's house is a family. Lori's house is a safety place where you can go and dream again. You can have your baby again. You can have your babies run around with other babies.
Yeah.
Listen, we need one of the things I love about this ministry, we don't talk about it. We do it.
Yeah.
Listen, the most dangerous thing that can happen to you is be prophesied over and you do nothing about it.
That's right. Yeah. Now that's a good
Let us settle
word.
In for a moment. When God tells you something and you don't answer the call, that is the most dangerous thing you can do, because when you hear the message and you don't do it and walk in obedience, the impossible God will always ask of you. When Cindy Jacobs prophesied over the two of you about this house, Cindy's word was in obedience from what she had heard. Now the responsibility came with you. And your responsibility and your obedience depended on the lives of these children, these women, and I want to thank the two of you for having faith.
But Cindy Jacobs prophesied it, which is the only cost to her was obedience.
Yes.
So somebody had to build that 3-story monster of a house. It's a monster, isn't it? It's a big house. How many bedrooms in that house? Do you have any idea?
It has over 34 bedrooms.
34 bedrooms.
Wow.
They're beautiful, fully furnished. It's a gorgeous place.
The week before the Texas Heartbeat Bill went into effect, I talked with a girl who had an abortion scheduled in Texas. And she heard about the baby's heartbeat, and she started crying. And she realized that she couldn't do this.
Yes.
But where does she go? And the first thing out of my mom's mouth, Lori's house.
Yes. Lori,
I mean, I told her, I'll adopt your baby, whatever you need. Well, you know, we're here for you.
You would, too.
And I would. And my husband and I have already, before I was even married, if it's going to save a life, you say yes, right?
Yeah,
the answer is yes.
Right.
So, yes. If you aren't sure where to go or what to do, Lori's house is here. It is first class. It is an absolute, you walk in and you feel peace.
Yeah.
Despite all the life and the flurry of activity, you feel a peace of God there. And you see that people are getting plugged into the Word, and the children are learning, and you're providing jobs and help. And it's just, it's so encouraging to realize that there are more agencies to help women than there are abortion mills to kill their children.
Mm.
That we're doing it for free. You know, I was on a show one time, and they said, you're talking about the fake places trying to trick women. I said, no, here's the way. If you're looking through the phone book and you see any reference to Visa or MasterCard, or if money changes hands, rest assured that's abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Our services are free.
Yeah.
And that says who cares about women more than anything else.
Amen.
And I want to say thank you for what you're doing.
And the ladies that come to our girls' home here, Lori's house, they are not charged anything. We're saving babies because it's God's thing to do. And it's so important. And I'm just sort of frustrated right now, but help me, will you? There you are, Lorette. You're sitting there at Lori's house.
Mm-hmm.
But this is part of the ministry here. And it was a ministry that when we agreed to do it and you didn't know for sure and I didn't know for sure because I knew I'd built a girls' home. And one of the first things that when they took over Heritage, Lori's House of Heritage is gone now.
The girls' home.
The devil wants to tear down everything that's being done to help people and to bless them and to save the babies.
That's right.
My lands, when I see these babies that in the pictures there that have been born at Lori's house, you can't take that away from us.
Amen. Mm-mm.
I believe God is going to bless you that have helped us.
Yes,
I really do. I believe when you save a life, we talk about the heartbeat bill. That is so powerful.
Yes.
Because abortion has become a lifestyle. And it's time to stop just killing babies as a part of America.
Amen.
We're going to stand for life forever.
Yeah.
And I'm believing God for a miracle. And so you that can give that $40 is going to go to help support Lori's house today.
Yes.
We've got to do something. I probably shouldn't say, Becky, I shouldn't say this, but we had a pipe break at Lori's house.
Yes, we did. Yes.
And one of the leaders of Lori's house and the families lived there. People live there, take care of them.
Yeah.
And that beautiful apartment was just flooded with the sprinkler system, right?
We did. I mean, we had the whole sprinkler system busted, and so the entire ceiling caved in on that home. So we had to, administrate the home.
One end of the house.
Yes.
So we'll be working through that. But we need some offering to take care of all of that.
Yes, we do.
And to not get behind. The enemy will kill the vision if he thinks he can. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to let it.
Yes,
amen.
That's right.
And is there enough? You have that gift of a whole pile of books. Is that available today?
Yes, this is what we're doing in honor, and we did this for Mom's birthday, her $64 donation. All the proceeds from this are going to go to help us with Lori's house, with the operating cost of Lori's house. And so in this special bundle that we've put together, you're going to receive one of the Restoration Bibles, which is our beautiful PTL Restoration Bible.
Well, I'm glad, because this is probably one of the last weeks we'll ever offer that Bible.
Yes.
Because they're almost all gone.
That's right. These are limited quantities. So I want to say both both offers that we're doing today.
Of course, you're selling them below cost.
They are, absolutely. But we want to bless, and we are praying that those of you who are watching right now, you will stand with us. And so in this offer, you'll receive the PTL Restoration Bible along with your choice of a devotional, either, and you get to choose, Behold and Becoming, the Art of Worship devotional, or the Grace Lace devotional. Plus, we're also going to send you Mom's book, More Than I Could Ever Ask. And it's her story of really the redemption and the restoration of God and meeting Dad as well. But even, you know, this, and I just want to say this book has helped more women. And Mom, you and I, we've had a chance to talk about this. The women that it has helped who have gone through abortions, who have faced that just devastation in their life. This book has helped bring healing to their heart, healing for them to be able to move on, to forgive. And so if you have someone in your life, I just want to say that this book right here will be such a great moment of healing. You can bring peace to them, hope, to say you can still be used by God. You know, many women who've had abortions, they say, and Mom and I, we always talk about this, many women who've had abortions, they feel like they can't be used by God anymore.
That's right.
That's a lie from the enemy. And that's what Mom teaches in this book. Those are lies. And so you're going to receive a copy of her book, along with, we're also sending the Toggle Heart. This is a Tiffany-inspired Toggle Heart bracelet. So all of this for a donation of $64. Wow. And that also includes shipping and handling.
That Toggle Heart bracelet should be $65.
Yes.
$64.
So these are all limited quantities right now, but this is a way that you can stand.
So this will be the only day this order will be left, I'm sure.
Yes. So I want them to call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. Yes.
Now, let me just say this real quick, Jim.
My daughter's the most sharp businesswoman I know, but she has missed it today.
Okay.
But I love it because
I learned from you.
This is the Lori's House offering.
Yes, it is.
It's all going
to go
to Lori's House.
Yeah.
By the way, I've read Lori's book. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
Thank
fantastic.
You. Thank
I
man.
Really, really
Well, you know,
it.
I wrote it when I wrote it, and I talked all about the abortion. I understand abortion. I understand it. Someday I'm going to talk to you straight about it when I can just, you and me, camera to home, and tell you that, you know, the older you get, you know, typically you're having an abortion in your late teens, 20s, sometimes 30s, 40s, but typically, you know, you're young. But the older you get, the harder it is to deal with within yourself. The older you get, because you're like, my kid would be this old, would be 45 years old, would be 43 years old, would be 40 years old. You meet people all the time that I look at people and go, oh my goodness, I could be your mother, you know, and even grandmother. I mean, even Ricky and Marie. I mean, I'm old enough to be my own kid's grandmother. You know, I'm like, oh my goodness, but it hits you in the face. And the older you get, the harder it is, really, to deal with. And that's why we have
God
to end.
God forgives them, doesn't he?
Oh, completely forgives.
Because you're about forgiven today.
Oh, you're forgiven.
It's still a grief.
You have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. God forgives you.
I wish I could do a whole show with
you. You've got to forgive yourself. Oh, we have to.
I'm afraid Lori will throw things or something because she's totally passionate about this.
Well,
she hates abortion.
Because she's been there.
Because I've been there.
She hates it.
And the women...
They say, oh, it's just a little tissue. You don't ever get over it. I don't care if you're a Christian woman or not. You never get over the loss of your baby. I live with this woman. I know what it's like. She knows the age of her babies now.
Mm-hmm.
Grown kids like you.
Mm-hmm.
She could have a kid your age almost, Nana.
But, you know, today, even this morning, I was speaking with somebody, and the thing about, you know, really the thing about this book, it's not because it's my book, and it's great. You can let you laugh, you cry, and all of that. But the thing about it is you never know in your life, giving it to somebody, you never know who you may be giving it to that's had an abortion.
Yeah.
I can tell you that almost, I can tell you, because I have dealt with literally thousands of women one-on-one, I can tell you that most families, some way, shape, or form, have been affected by abortion in the United States of America. Moms don't know about it, dads don't know about it, that the girl had it, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, grandmas, but you go off secretly, you have an abortion, no, you don't tell anybody, nobody knows, and you're dealing with that pain and that shame and that guilt. And I'm going to tell you that, God removes that if you allow him to. But there's somebody that may need to hear. And this morning I was sharing and talking with somebody, and they said, my daughter read your book. She's had an abortion. And because of reading your book, she named her baby. And what happens is the Holy Spirit, see, I'm a believer in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I believe that what he says and how he reveals to us, mothers that have been through abortion, if it was a boy or a girl, mm-hmm. and you're able to name your child and give your child some more than identity, but like, this is life. This is a heartbeat. This is life.
Real.
Yeah. It's real.
Our time's gone.
Yeah, I know. You were taking up all my time,
honey.
You
want a shot?
But seriously, today is an amazing day to be a part.
Well, let's get a big offering to
Lori's house for the operation, for the mothers that are. We have some mothers here, which I love.
Right,
I love
we've
you
had
so much, you guys.
Bad leak. We need to fix it. But let's take care of that house.
And more mothers are on their way.
With that,
I already know it.
We buy food all the time. Mm-hmm. So please call me right now. What's the number?
Yes, you can call 1-888-988-1588. And remember, you can also go to the website, jimbakershow.com, to do your giving for Lori's house there as well.
That's right. And if there was ever something to give for, I'm just going to say this. I can't tell you how many times I've had one of the Lori's house moms come up to me and personally say thank you, because you saved.
Yeah.
Not just my baby's life, but my life.
Amen.
And pray for the people who have helped make this dream from God happen.
Which is really saying it to everybody who gave.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that's
what it is.
That's the message to everyone who's helped.
That's it.
We are so far over time that somehow we have to say goodbye. Yeah. But tomorrow, Janet Porter will be back with us. Can you make another hour?
Janet.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we'll be back on tomorrow's broadcast.
Janet, you are a hero. You are a hero in my eyes. You are a hero in heaven's eyes. You are a hero for those that would otherwise not be alive today.
You should have this book in your home, Heartbeat Away.
They receive the book along with a Stand for Life bracelet.
Ooh, they get the bracelet with this. So you get the beautiful, beautiful, you will not be disappointed, I'll tell you that, in the bracelet. It's gorgeous, with the little feet. Mm-hmm. And you get this. Every home should have it in your library.
Amen. Yes.
You never know when somebody in your home wants to abort a baby, one of your children or grandchildren. You need this book in your house permanently. So if you don't have the book, order it today, right now, for a gift of $40. And the bracelet.
Yes.
We have to go. Thank you, Janet Porter, for being with us.
I love you, Janet. You're amazing.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.